So I'm sitting here with a very lovely person, and yeah, please introduce yourself.
Hello, hello. My name is Brenda Lee Grech. I'm a professional dancer and multidisciplinary artist from all the way from Malta. I come from a very small city called Zeytun. And yes, when I was just 16 years old, I left the country to pursue a career in dance. And here we are. Fantastic. Many years later.
But could you describe us a bit your profession as a dancer and how you fell in love actually with this art?
Growing up, I was never really exposed to the theater or dance in the sort of theatrical sense. But I remember watching a lot of Italian television at that time and seeing all these amazing dancers on TV. We used to also watch a lot of musicals. My mom loves musicals. So I grew up watching The King and I and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. That was my dad's favorite one. And I think that's where I kind of started falling in love. Through that, I started falling in love with dance. Yes.
And did you have any like members in the family that inspired you, or how come that you actually, is it just due to TV and what you watched?
You know, I always used to think, oh no, it was just me who loves dance in the family. But now that I'm older, and as we talk through my journey and back in the country with my family, I realized that I think from my mom's side, they all love movement. I've got an auntie who's, you know, she does a bit of Latin American, and still to this day, and she's taking my mom along with her now. So I think that, you know, nothing comes from nowhere, you know. So I think I was the one that was just lucky enough to be able to pursue it as a career.
And no siblings in the sense of dancing?
No siblings. They didn't take up dancing. It was just very much something that... quite special, I guess, because even in my, you know, at school and in Malta, nobody saw dance as a profession either. I remember when I left at the age of 16, I went to Milan to La Scuola di Ballo del Teatro alla Scala to study there. Everybody was just telling my parents, she's crazy, what is she doing? You know, what is she going to do with dance? Because at that time, dance was very much a hobby. And so I just had to, I never felt like I had to prove people wrong. I guess that's not the right way to put it, but you know, I definitely had to prove myself to be allowed to sort of do the dancing alongside my studies, because I think it's very important to do your academics as well.
So what about then your academics? So if I understood well, I thought then basically you studied dance, but is this then wrong from my side of thinking, or did you do something else?
So in Malta, we've got very good, how shall I put it, schooling, or, you know, we have to get our academics before anything else. And I see the value in that. So I definitely had to get my good grades at school. At 16 is an age where then you go into, here we do these exams called the O-levels, GCSEs. And then from 16 onwards, you go to college and then university. So I had to skip some of that. But when I found the time, I went back to, when I was 20, I had then moved to London and I did a BA there in professional dance and performance. And I'm so glad I did it, because now, after many years later, I'm pursuing a master's degree with the University of Malta, again, to do with dance. I'm looking into leadership in dance and how it impacts dancers' well-being. And I just wanted something that will ground me and sort of open other doors as well.
And would you say you have any type of dance you like best, or that even when you teach dance that you like to teach the most because of any kind of easiness of your body and this movement? Or, yeah, just leave me your interpretation on that.
Oh, that's a very tricky question. And I think I'm gonna first talk through a little bit, talk us through my journey a little bit to sort of help us understand where my answer is coming from. So I started a ballet at the age of 10, which for some people is a little bit late. So I started, yes, I started with ballet, and then as especially when I went abroad, I went into contemporary. I used to do jazz here in Malta. I did flamenco, tap. You dab into different things, and I was always very curious because for me, it's about movement really, and that's what I love the most, moving. Just being expressive with the body. So yes, and then as I went into my professional career, I was lucky enough to be in a ballet company. I did neoclassical work as well. So I started off with a company called Ballet d'Europe, which was based in Marseille. Then I spent 6 years with a Scottish Ballet, which is the national ballet company in Scotland. Then I moved to Rumber Dance Company, down to London. I also worked with Punch Drunk International on their immersive theatre production called The Burnt City in London. And in between these job opportunities, or let's say during, I also delved into choreography and film. I've been very fortunate, I guess.
Absolutely. But yeah, basically, I guess you came back to Malta since 2 years, and then something unbelievable happened, certainly to you, because you've been asked for something, and certainly you know what I want to ask is there's a TV show in Malta, and maybe you want to talk about it a bit.
Yes, so actually the production company for the TV show approached me when I was still in London. This TV show is a talent show and called Brillanti. And every year it delves into a different discipline, let's say. So they had music, song, musicals, and dance. And dance is the one that we've done it for the second time round, just this year, which has been really exciting. I'm so grateful to this program because it gives dance a platform, especially on TV. It's such a great platform. When it comes to song, for example, we've got so many. We've got the Eurovision, for example, that I'm sure many will be familiar with. But when it comes to dance, there's less exposure. When I was approached to be the head judge of this show, I was delighted. The producer had heard of me through other artists here in Malta, and felt like I would be the best fit for this, having had the experience abroad, but I'm also Maltese, so it's just really wonderful. And so the first time I did it, I was still living in London, and it's just fantastic that now I'm here back in my home country and I get to do it for the second time around. Yeah.
Would you even say being on such a show, and I guess it's a big show, is it hard to be a judge? Because I suppose you never had any TV experience, or correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, so what is your feeling if you're a judge and how you see the entire thing? Is it hard for you? Did it come easy to you? Explain us.
You're quite right in terms of the TV experience. So when it comes to TV, I've done films or series as a performer. So I did I'm the Swan in the Peaky Blinders, for those who are familiar with the show, which was a fantastic opportunity. I've done some scenes in The Sandman, which is another series on Netflix. Just did Coral, which is a movie starring Ralph Fiennes. Oh, I also choreographed for a Hallmark movie called The Dancing Detective. I was kind of thinking there, I'm sure I've done other stuff on TV. And I just need my bio next to me. So yes, I had never been sort of with a mic and having to express myself on screen in that way. I guess the judging part, assessing dancers, that I'm familiar with, but when you have to talk through reason your points, let's say, or your grading out like that on a TV, it's very difficult. And something that I always bear in mind, especially because Malta is such a small country, I'm very sensitive to the feedback that I give, because I think that can really make or break someone's journey or career. So there's a lot of sensitivity there, and that definitely doesn't come easy. But I'm very pleased so far with all of the outcomes that we've had.
So analyzing the show that is held in Malta, would you say that there was any kind of magic moment as well? As opposed to be there in the jury, you see things, or maybe some things are happening. So could you express us perhaps something you experienced during the show that perhaps everyone who's watching it doesn't see, and then you say like, oh my God, that's still in my memory?
I think it's the work that these incredible artists come up with. And if I could talk through one moment that really struck with me in this year's show, for example, we had, because we have international artists on the show, and you know, we've had some from Italy this year, Australia, France, and of course Malta. So I think it's the work that they come up with is what always, it's, you know, surprising, because they have to work week after week producing a different number. And for me, the most rewarding moment is when I see them working through their versatility. So they show different sides to them, because as we all know, in dance, you can't just put yourself in a box and that's it. You have to be versatile and flexible to work in different, whatever job comes up, you can take it.
And then basically, since you had those great experiences, I'm sure there must be as well some shocking moment, or maybe not, but you can tell me.
Shocking moments. You know what? Backstage, there's always a bit of drama, I guess, in these shows, but we try to do the best we can. Oh, I can think of something. I actually had a food poisoning in one of the shows, and so, yes, we were shooting, and I told the presenter, I said, I'll need to run to the bathroom. And so I was feeling poorly and obviously, you know, feeling very sick and unwell. And I decided to still carry on with the show and take breaks when I needed. And I thought I was just going to look horrendous on screen. I mean, you can see the sort of the water in my eyes. But yeah, I'm very glad of that moment, I guess, that I follow through and saw the artists go through that program.
So when I watched a bit how the show was created, I was seeing actually that the main language that is used in the show is English and not Maltese. Do you know for what reason, perhaps?
That's a very good question. So seeing that I'm the only Maltese judge on the panel, we start off with, when the initial auditions happen, we started off with myself and three Italians. And then as the show goes on and we go into the semi-final, you know, this is when things start heating up, and we've got someone who joined us from the UK. So of course, we have to sort of use a language that's international. I try as much as possible to bring in the Maltese element into it, because I love our language first and foremost, and I believe it's very important to ground it in where we're at. Seeing that we also have the competitors, who some of them are foreign as well, so naturally we have to open the languages up. We actually mix between English, Italian, and Maltese. It's quite something. Sometimes my brain is just on overload. I make it a point that if I'm addressing a Maltese artist, then I'll try and switch to Maltese as much as possible. We do translations in between us. Luckily, I speak all three languages, so that helps. But yes, that is why.
Interesting story, because I guess Luxembourg represents a bit the same, because we have three official languages. And especially then considering your country, how do you know what language do you speak someone in front of you? Because do you see then genetically, okay, this person is Maltese, so I can speak directly Maltese. Is there a certain feature you hear out due to an accent that you know you can continue in that language? Because we in Luxembourg, we do. So I was wondering, how does it work in Malta?
That's a good question. At times it's from, yes, accents, I guess, but I tend to ask during the audition process. So we try and understand how old the person is, maybe a little bit about their journey and where they're from. And so then that sort of helps us with the rest of the program and how we sort of approach each contestant.
Also, do you think that a show like this in Luxembourg could work then as well? I suppose now, due to your experience here in Malta, would you say that Luxembourg should try something similar?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think any opportunity that's going to give young artists a platform to showcase their talent. And also, in our show here in Malta, they win a substantial amount of money funded by the Arts Council here. So I would say yes, 100% and 200%.
Brenna, thank you so much for your time. And so what's as well happening in future? Just let us know about this still, and then definitely I'll let you go. So I'm sure the other shows to come, or maybe some shows that you planned in a sense of choreography for dancing, or maybe even in movies or TV or the Eurovision. Let us know what is happening in future.
Yes, so I guess something we didn't touch on that much on today is sort of my work as a movement director. There's definitely that coming up. I feel like I can't reveal too much, but we're working on a proposal at the moment, which I hope we get, because it'll be a really nice opportunity for me as a choreographer, movement director, and also as a dancer. I try and manage that all of those elements together. I'm looking forward to some work I also have coming up in London, which once again I can't reveal too much on at the moment, but it's all very exciting.
Thank you so much, Brenda. I dearly appreciate it.